Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand. Have a plan. Have peace and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663, or thepowerherbs.com. If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com. Don't make the aspirin mistake. Aspirin was discovered by mistake during World War II and suppresses your immune system and prevents blood clotting. Don't expose your body to risk when you can use a natural inflammation and pain reliever called Extra Strength Pain Relief by Apothecary Herbs. Discover the power this formula has with salicin to enter the system in 60 seconds to work hard and relieve pain for 12 hours. Whether it's arthritis, sports injury, or flu, you can relieve aches, pain, and swelling with our Extra Strength Pain Relief formula. Call Apothecary Herbs now, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com. Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs Emotional Stress Formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com.
Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. We're here to empower you. That's what we like to do here on Herb Talk Live. Thanks for joining us on the American Voice Radio Network. Magical Engineer Frank and I have a great show. Of course we do. So we like to do every time we're on here. We have good fun. All right, well, we're going to be talking about manage the damage. How are we going to do that? Well, we got ideas. Also, we're going to talk about some bacterias you want to be prepared for. And we'll see if we can't come up with some disease deflectors all in this hour. We'll see how the hour rolls. And we have a quack report. But before we get to all that good stuff, big salute and semper fi, or righteous men and women in uniform. And you know me, lifting everybody up in prayer in this nation for righteous leadership, righteous men of valor, to stand up, stand together, right, for justice and truth. Hey, let me read you this American's Creed. Sometimes we forget our history. It was written by William Tyler Page in 1917. And the Creed is the title of the resolution that was passed by the U.S. House of Representatives April 3rd, 1918. And it goes like this. I do not choose to be a common man. It is my right to be uncommon. I seek opportunity to develop whatever talents God gave me, not security. I do not wish to be a kept citizen, humbled and dulled by having the state look after me. I want to take the calculated risk, to dream and to build, to fail and to succeed. I refuse to barter incentive for the dole. And I prefer the challenges of life to the guaranteed existence, the thrill of fulfillment to the stale calm of utopia. I will not trade freedom for benefit. Beneficiaries for benefits, nor for my dignity for a handout. I will never cower before any earthly master, nor bend to any threat. It is my heritage to stand erect, proud, and unafraid, to think and to act myself, enjoy the benefit of my creations, and to face the world boldly and say, this, with God's help, I have done. This, all this, is what it means to be an American. Amen! And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Thanks, Frank. Yeah, seek the Lord's face, mind the time, it grows short. Forgot that one. All right, we're going to be talking about what's the year in the quacker. Children, they say age 5, are eating their weight in sugar every year, according to this report. Average 5-year-old consumes, they say, the equivalent of their body weight in sugar in the course of a year. Parents are being urged to take control of their children's eating habits. According to the government, they published this study of childhood obesity. And they say this is why they want to tax your sugary soft drinks and foods. This is a new campaign by the Public Health Department, also of England. And it warns that 5-year-olds consuming the equivalent of maybe 5 sugar cubes a day or less. So right now they're eating way more than that. So they've launched this new free app for parents to put on their phones so they can actually calculate how much sugar their kids are eating each day. You can scan the barcodes on products, and it shows you the total sugar in the product. Also, tooth decay is up 14%, so they think that this will help parents curb all that sugar intake. All right, last but not least in the quack report, some new clues why women get a broken heart syndrome. Goodness, never heard of this. But it's a new study that was published in the November American Journal of Cardiology. Lead researcher is Dr. Harmony Reynolds, cardiologist at New York University Langone Medical Center. She has this study of 20 women. She had a test group. And she was testing their physical and mental stress because there's this thing called broken-hearted syndrome that women seem to succumb to. But it mimics kind of like the symptoms of a heart attack, but it's not a heart attack. So the experts say that the syndrome, which they thought had to do with the nervous system reacting to the heart, wasn't what it turned out to be in the study. They said that strong emotions like grief, anger, anxiety, or some other personal stress can be a common trigger, like a loved one becomes ill or dies. and it can bring on this attack, but it's not a heart attack. They call it broken heart syndrome. So they're teaching patients to do breathing exercises, relaxation, meditation, to help strengthen them so they're not as anxious. World is creating such anxious people. We're going to talk about that today. So, seek the Lord's face. You'll lose a lot of anxiousness doing that, reading the book, the scriptures. It's very empowering, comforting, and gives you that spiritual steadfastness you're going to need moving forward. And that wraps the Quack Report.
That's all, folks.
All right, thanks, Frank. We're going to be talking about manage the damage for this section of the show. If you take a look at what the young adults are concerned about with regards to health, they're mentioning things like stress, alcoholism, STDs, some mental health issues like depression. So young adults worry about their future because it is so uncertain. So their emotional well-being really is threatened by trepidation. So making plans to start a family or to open a business are more difficult today than it was just 10 or 20 years ago. So where does that leave a growing majority of people when it comes to not just healthcare, but to daily living? They report that all they could do is just manage the best they can and hope for something better. You know, they're still living at home with parents to save money because, you know, they're just not making a whole lot. So we're going to take a look at some of the true numbers here to get a bigger picture of what's going on. And, you know, they hit America below the belt, right where they knew they needed to. And we're going to get into why in a minute. Because numbers don't lie. So if we take a look at the cost of a healthy 21-year-old, that has an 80-20 PPO health care private plan, non-catastrophic plan. You know, just 5 years ago, that plan cost that person $90 a month or about $1,080 a year. Now, this included, you know, free annual eye exam, chiropractic care, some other perks. But today, that same plan across the country ranges from $196 to $426 per month or $2,352 to $5,112 annually, depending on the state you live in. So they went from about $1,000 to almost $5,000 annually in health care since the Affordable Care Act took effect. So a catastrophic plan for the same person, healthy 21-year-old, cost about $2,000 per year. So if getting the health insurance through the employer's benefits package, you know, well, the deductibles are higher. The extra perks have kind of been dwindled down, and the deductibles have to be met before you get the benefits. So in May 2015, Forbes reported on the average family of four paying about $24,671 a year in their health care. Now, in the 1990s, family coverage cost about $1,380 a year, had very low deductibles to boot. So more is required out of pocket today when it comes to modern medicine healthcare, and it's kind of ironic that Americans pay a heavy tax for free healthcare. So the Middleman Medical Index calls this tax the Cadillac tax. So in 2018, this tax will affect employer health plans by about 40%. With regards to their ceiling thresholds. So all this means is that the extra tax to employers will create higher deductibles for employees. So this also gives rise to employers changing full-time positions to part-time positions to get rid of the benefit. So now it took a few years for the employer-sponsored healthcare plans to feel the full ripple effect of the Affordable Care Act, but here it is. So employees now pay an average of 43% of their employer-based plan, and people employed by smaller firms or businesses have felt the impacts sooner and more severely. So the self-employed, well, they have been left in the cold with no affordable coverage, period. And people are getting hit on two ends of the healthcare paradigm. So they're getting hit with the out-of-pocket expenses at the time of care, you know, when they see their doctor, and then the higher premiums via their payroll deductions. So healthcare deductibles have gone up 40% with the Affordable Care Act. So for the average wage earner, it is now $10,473 a year in healthcare deductions from their paycheck. And we're told that prescription drug costs are to blame. Now, blame it on the drug company. You know, Forbes reports that the patient pool for 2014 grew by 63%. The cost of patients tripled. And over 576,000 Americans spent over half their annual income on drugs, which totally blew my mind. What? Well, let's say you make $50,000, you spent $25,000 on medicine? That can't be right. Well, they also report that $52 billion a year in medical bills is what is unsustainable in the Affordable Care Act, because more people are taking free health care than the number of people paying in for it. So Forbes is predicting that a family of four will pay well over $25,000 a year on their employer-provided health care in 2016 and $27,000 a year in 2018. You know, that's a big chunk, a cha-ching. Well, you know, Warren Buffett said, price is what you pay and value is what you get. Oh, I am certain Warren Buffett did not mean health care insurance when he said that. You know, this is like getting blood out of a stone. Eventually, it's what's going to happen here. So when we take 30 million previously uninsured people plus immigrants and offer free health care, or at a reduced rate, we get double the healthcare costs by 2020. So America will spend over $4.6 trillion on healthcare in 2020. We spent $2.6 trillion in 2010. So what could we expect when we expand coverage to those who cannot pay without cutting the costs? Well, the White House still reports that Americans are getting a very good deal. They are saving money on health care, and the benefits remain the same. What? Are they on drugs? At the very least, they're delusional. So if people are, you know, staying away from their doctors because they don't have the money, you can bet they're going to hesitate to see their doctors, who now, with the president's executive order, have to report patients to the FBI if they own guns and suffer from a mental illness such as depression. So has anyone in healthcare industry ever asked what components of the Affordable Care Act actually work to control costs? Has anybody asked that? Anybody at all? Doubtful. All right. So let's get into the Congressional Budget Office, the CBO. They had this report that came out last year in 2015. Guess what they said? They said 10 million, not 3 million, but 10 million lost their employer health care. And it was a tenfold increase from their projection. So in 2015, the Congressional Budget Office, their report stated this, quote, Obamacare will be far more disruptive to the employer-based insurance market while being far less effective at cutting the ranks of the uninsured as promised, end of quote. Wow, so it is projected that the 10 million who lose their coverage will still not regain their coverage by the year 2021. You know, I'm saying, what a sharp contrast this is to all the lies Americans were told about the Affordable Care Act. So if Americans continue to believe career politicians and lawyers, well, then they will lose more than their health care benefits. Because in 2011, the U.S. government promised The Affordable Care Act would cover 60% of the uninsured. However, after spending $2 trillion on the Affordable Care Act with subsidized premiums and expanding Medicaid, check this out. This is what the Congressional Budget Office report of 2013 states. Obamacare will leave 31 million uninsured after more than a decade, up from 23 million forecasted made in 2011. Huh. Well, let's recap. Yeah. The U.S. has spent $2 trillion and in reality has left 31 million uninsured and forced 10 million employees off their employee-based health care plan. There is no other explanation of what has happened here. The U.S. government has perpetrated a violent act on the American people. Now, a sound-minded person considers injustice, oppression, and fraudulence as violence. And it is a violence of a very specific, vile nature. So when we look at the old writings of what violence really is, we understand it means to be cruel, to agitate, to be unjust, unrighteous, false, to oppress, to extort from, to terrify, and to be physically violent. Let me read you this definition by Pastor John Weaver. He nail on the head kind of thing. He says, violence is most often condemned in the scriptures. It is usually wicked, vile, and hurtful towards those who are innocent and deserve respect and kindness. Violent men not only imagine mischief or iniquities in their hearts, they are always ready to commit violence in order to secure their ends. They lie, deceive, and seek to overthrow the righteous. They have no respect for God or man, and it is only the fear of God that keeps men honest, keeps them in line, keeps them humble, end of quote. Well, that'd be the God honest truth right there. So the youth are concerned, and they should be. The youth of America have every right to be concerned, yet they often don't comprehend the big picture. You know, rulers with power are not to reward good with evil, yet that is what we're witnessing today from those in government and in the justice system. So for this reason, it's my opinion that it is very dangerous to appoint a career politician or an attorney to the office of president, governor, legislator, mayor, city council. So for when violent men hold these offices, this is referred to as wickedness in high places in the scripture. So we'll be forced to manage the damage on a regular basis if we don't wake up and take a hard stand together for scriptural righteousness. And here's the big picture. You want to know what scriptural righteousness is? Because there seems to be some people that don't even know what that is. Well, Psalms 89 says, justice and judgment are the habitation of thy throne. Mercy and truth shall go before thy face. In Proverbs 21, to do justice and judgment is more acceptable to the Lord than sacrifice. So, therefore, if justice and judgment are the habitation of God's throne, and justice and judgment are more acceptable to the Lord than sacrifice, are not injustice and unrighteousness and fraud, violence to God, to his law, to his people? Yeah, I'd say yeah. So we're instructed, folks, to cry out against such wickedness and plead to God for justice and truth. Isaiah 59 verse 4 says that because it's acceptable to pray. Get this. Scripture says it's acceptable to pray against the wicked and hope for their death. Yeah, you'll find that in Proverbs 14, verse 32. The wicked is driven away in his wickedness, but the righteous have hope in his death. Yeah. Talk about just desserts, huh? So you got to be strong out there. Affordable Care Act is particularly a vile act of violence because it was promoted as a care package of benefits, of savings to help you. Only narcissistic people do those things. Proverbs 29 says, when the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice, but when the wicked beareth rule, the people mourn. Yeah, you're not any richer, are you? You know, you went from $1,000 a year in paying for family health care packets to, what, $25,000 a year? Think about it. But, you know, prayer will make us all stronger and closer to God. I also like to power up the physical part with the spiritual, with God's good herbs. You know, for steady nerves, for, you know, getting, you know, rid of that anxiety, I like to use valerian root and some natural vitamin B. There are herbs that can help with depression, alcoholism, STDs, stress. So the youth of America have choices there, have tools they can utilize. If you're looking for the natural vitamin B, it's in the Body Foundation food mix. It's on the powerherbs.com. The folks at Apothecary Herbs make that. You can give them a call for a catalog at 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663. Or outside the U.S., dial 704-885-0277, thepowerherbs.com. That's where your healthcare options just became endless. Right on, right on, right on. You don't need healthcare if you have God's medicinal herbs. In many cases, you can just skip the drugs that you're spending half your income on. Lord have mercy. That's a lot of money. Too much money. Too much. You know, herbs are strengthening to the system. They don't weaken it and make you dependent. So it's not like you have to stay on the herbs like you do drug therapy. People don't realize that. You have more power than you think you do. So let's seek the Lord's face, pray for justice and righteousness and truth and his help, because we're going to definitely, definitely need it. Absolutely. All right. Yeah, did you know we were spending that much? $2 trillion. Already. And what do we got to show for it? Really? Seriously. Right? Now you don't get a free eye exam. You really don't have any chiropractic benefits because the deductible is so high, you just might as well pay for it yourself. So are we any better? Plus the premiums are up out of your paycheck. Are we any better? No. No, no, no. We're not. I want you to pray about that. And pray about what we're going to do. The next leader of this nation. You know, let God guide us all on that one. Okay, so we're going to be, I know we got to take a break in a minute, but we're going to be preparing for some bacterias. Lots of viruses swimming around. Last week we talked about that pesky respiratory virus that's the monkey virus that, you know, they've created that we can, you know, get from chimpanzees. Weren't supposed to. God didn't make it like that. But now we can. Comes around every 2 years, and it's really tough to get rid of. You have it for like 4 or 6 weeks. Yep. People are on steroids, all kinds of stuff. Can't seem to shake it. But herbs are there for the service of man, God says, and that's what I use. And then you build a natural resistance at the same time you're using it. So the next time it comes around, no problem. All right. We live in a time of infection. So we're going to power up our immune systems, get them really strong. It's like a muscle. You got to exercise it. So we're going to power them up with some herbs that are meant to do that. We'll be right back.
Life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
007, your assignment is to find out what herb secrets herbalist Wendy Wilson has on Herb Talk Live.
Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free 866-229-3663 for international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll free 866-229-3663 or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
American Voice Radio Network is heard on Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, transponder 23, frequency 12115, audio PID 2595. AVR is heard on the left side audio channel, and AVR 2 is heard on the right side audio channel. Remember, both AVR and AVR 2 are on Galaxy 19. Same network, double the choices.
Greeks thought thyme herb provided strength. Indeed, the chemical compounds of thyme contain antioxidants, an effective germicide that kills whooping cough bacteria and makes breathing easier. Just imagine what you can do with thyme herb when it comes to respiratory ailments like croup, pneumonia, asthma, and sinusitis. The extra benefit of thyme herb is that it soothes the nerves and stops spasmodic coughing, so you can get some rest. Who says you don't have time to take care of yourself? Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free for thyme tincture and tea to soothe your cough and get some rest. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International 704-875-8010 or online at thepowerherbs.com.
Like a bird on the wire, like a drum in a midnight choir, I have tried in my way to be free. Like a fish on a hook, like a knife from some old-fashioned book,
Herb Talk. And it's time to talk about preparing for some bacterial infections, because we have bacteria everywhere, and they do adapt in order to survive. And that's why you get the drug-resistant variety. But they can adapt to your own immune system, which also has adaptive antibodies. So if the bacteria goes right, your immune system antibodies go right. If it goes left, you know, you get the point. So we realize that bacteria is surviving, mutating, spreading, basically in populations which, you know, tend to have people with weaker immune systems. So bacteria is lurking in foods, in the soil, in our air and water, and we can become easily infected with bacteria. So pharmaceutical companies are really not developing new antibiotics to treat a lot of pathogens, and this may or may not be a good thing, depending on how you look at it. But at this point, what we do know is we need to stop promoting the mutation of the bacteria through the antibiotic drugs, okay? Now, true, antibiotics have saved lives. That is so true, and thank you, Lord, for that. But it's the overuse, the misuse of the drugs that have created this, Pandora's box, if you will. So where does it leave us when we encounter some really hardy, maybe super surviving, mutating bacteria? So let's check out some of our alternatives. Why would you want maybe to understand why antibiotics tend to be limited? So when we use antibiotics to fight a bacterial infection, we produce bacteria that adapts to it. And one reason the bacteria adapts is that antibiotics have really isolated chemical components that the bacteria can adapt or mimic in order to evade that drug's action. So, or the bacteria also can make its own antidote to the antibiotic. That's happened as well. Kind of, you know, also cloak itself so it's not seen. So modern medicine says that this is how the bacteria mutate. They can develop resisting microbes within just 3 months. And when we send in, let's say, one-dimensional antibiotics to destroy a bacterial pathogen, it's sort of like trying to crack a code compromised of only one or two digits. Not a problem for the adapting bacteria, if you will. So we need more complex antibacterial agents, medicine says, to fight off and defeat these very unfriendly bacteria. So what would be our more complex options then? Well, if antibiotics are so easy for the bacteria to identify and code, what could be used to stop the bacteria invasion? Well, logic would suggest we use a more complex opponent, which is not so easily identified and defended against. So do we have anything that fits that kind of type of counter-defense strategy? Well, yes, we do. It's called herbs. Bacterial fighting herbs have very complex properties in them. They're not so easily identified by the bacteria to make an antidote to them. Okay? And the herbs also support your immune system function. It feeds its super nutrition through vitamins and minerals and amino acids and so forth so that your immune system functions more efficiently and quickly. So herbs contain very complex bacterial fighting compounds, which go way beyond the antibiotics. So let's take a look at a few of them for, we don't have all the time in the world, so we're just going to pick a few. One of the top of the heap, one of the most famous, most prevalent is garlic. Our ancient ancestors used herbs like garlic to fight infections for thousands of years. And while the elite had expensive doctors with fancy tools for treatments, the poor had garlic. The poor had, you know, sanitary and malnutrition problems working against them on top of the bacterial infections, but often they survived their illnesses using massive amounts of garlic. Garlic has a very broad spectrum compound to it. It is antiviral, antibacterial, antifungal, antiparasitic. So if you had to compare the defensive action of garlic to a drug, I guess it would be more like penicillin. So it's very effective against foodborne pathogens, staph infections, strep, salmonella, E. coli, and so forth. So in my opinion, it really isn't whether you should use garlic, but, you know, you should, and what form, though, you should be asking, and maybe how much. Should you use it in a tablet, liquid? Should you just eat, you know, gobs of it raw? Well, you want to keep in mind your pills and tablets have, you know, to be digested by the body. It takes time to get into the system and start working. So if you eat raw garlic, that's also going to be very good for you. But you'd have to eat like 6 or more cloves of the garlic, and that tends to be nauseating to a lot of people. So liquid concentrates may be a better option. They're absorbed right away. They start to work in 60 seconds. It's an alternative to eating the large raw garlic amount, and you can hide it in, let's say, vegetable juice and not notice it there. So garlic naturally is also going to be having a blood-thinning component to it. So if you're on blood thinners, anticoagulants, you need to use caution when you use medicinal amounts of garlic. Now, next up on the list is the onion, very complex. It's a cousin to the garlic. I like to include onion a lot of times when I use it with garlic. Onion has this wonderful antiseptic component to it, and it has also vitamin A, C, and high amounts of potassium and magnesium to help the body. So these nutrients are essential to protect cells and also to move fluids out to cleanse away the infection. So, you know what the doctor tells you when you got a virus or something like that? Bacterial infection, they say, you know, flush, you know, drink lots of fluid, flush it out of the system. So your onion's going to help you with that. There's some other herbs that help you do that too, and ginseng's one of them. So onion's going to help the body remove mucus and phlegm along with bacteria. Along with that, and also the viruses and any fungi that may be in the mix. It also reduces inflammation. And in ancient times, garlic and onion were a lot of times applied together externally to the body to fend off infectious bacteria during plagues. A lot of times people with chest colds, you know, first thing you'd get from mom, you know, was garlic and onion on your chest with some flannel. It broke up the congestion. Okay, echinacea is on the list as well. Lovely echinacea root packed full of antibacterial fighting compounds. Very complex. The human immune system will use these compounds to magnify the strength and efficiency of the immune system defenses. So I like to use the root because when it's harvested in the fall, it has all the nutrients back in the root, and it's just more powerful. So this is when a majority of the compounds will be there, more potent than the flower, leaves, or stem. Now, I like to use a lot of times fresh echinacea root. A tincture of fresh root is going to be even more powerful than a tincture of a dried root variety. So that'll be more expensive to use, but it's got more power to it. So sometimes you'll see the folks at Apothecary Herbs, they'll list fresh root on the label, and that's probably why that particular formula may be a few dollars more. So, but fresh root, more power to it, more punch. What best form to use it in? Some people will drink tea. They'll use, you know, lozenges, pills, tinctures. I just cut to the chase. I go for the tincture. You know, it's more concentrated, easy to adjust the dose, and it's in the system working in 60 seconds. It doesn't have to go through the digestion phase. So I often pair my echinacea with garlic and with onion. Gives more power. You could pair it with astragalus root too. Cayenne. You got ways to just power it up, layer up the synergistic effect, and just be amazing. Echinacea root is also an excellent herb if you have tuberculosis issues. Okay. Thyme is another herb, and a lot of people overlook the power of the thyme, T-H-Y-M-E, herb. It helps combat bacteria. It's very powerful. It has oils in it and also kills parasites. During the Victorian age, they used it a lot as a disinfectant and to clear away foul-smelling bacteria. So if you use thyme, use it in tincture. Sometimes the kids like the tea. That's fine. It's excellent. They used it to fight whooping cough because it has a antibacterial component to kill the whooping cough bacteria. And it also soothes the pulmonary, the nerve endings in the pulmonary, so the kids can sleep, or you could sleep without coughing because you get that spasmodic coughing going on. That's all without being drugged with codeine, by the way. Another herb we like to use is marshmallow root because it has antibacterial components with it. Very soothing to irritated inflamed tissues. So if your throat, your stomach, or whatever is inflamed, excellent, excellent herb to use. It does absorb irritants out of your skin as well if you use it topically. Ginseng, like I mentioned, is excellent because it just helps your immune system work more efficiently at fast-tracking the pathogens out of the body. Ginseng is a great antibacterial herb, and it just helps, it has a synergistic effect to use well with the other herbs, so don't overlook it. And it seems to eradicate the infections faster, so I like to layer in ginseng as much as I can. You can use American or Siberian. A lot of times you'll find the Americans a little bit more expensive because of over-harvesting. So that's why those formulas may be a little pricier. Ginger root's also on the list. It has bacterial fighting components to it. It's awesome. It also helps improve circulation to the small capillaries. So if you have difficult fighting off bacterial pathogens because they like to hide, you know, I'd get some ginger root because it gets even to the smallest areas in the body. Ginger will accentuate the power of your other herbs as well, a synergistic effect. You can also use cayenne. It's an option to use ginger if the cayenne's too hot for you. So, but, you know, I like to power it up, so I use really hot cayennes. Peppermint leaf's also on the list. A lot of people just think of it as a breath mint, you know, peppermint, But really, peppermint has some really serious antibacterial pathogens. I mean, components to fight those pathogens. It destroys cholera, for instance, okay? So you probably use about 2 full teaspoons of peppermint in a liquid tincture form every time you use it, and you can use it with your other herbs as well. What if you got that flesh-eating bacteria people get all creepy about? Antibiotics aren't touching it. A lot of times it's not stopping it. Well, according to Australia's Royal Brisbane Women's Hospital, they discovered that when you rub antibacterial oils on the skin, it will kill or stop the spread of this flesh-eating bacteria. So they use tea tree oil, eucalyptus, lemongrass oil, and they also use immune support herbs as well, especially if you got MRSA, staph, any kind of those bacteriums, cholera we mentioned. So you have these drug-resistant pathogens now, the antibiotics aren't touching, but you have herbs that they're not resistant to. Okay? They're just not, because nobody's been using them, really. Not really. So I wouldn't hesitate to use herbs against Ebola. Ginseng root has a natural inhibitor to Ebola in it, you know. So whatever nature's going to fling at you, there seems to be an herb that you can just fling right back. What if you get an aggressive bacteria that really can really take hold in just a matter of hours? Well, I it's best to start your herbal use as soon as you can. Your tinctures are going to be your most potent extracts. And of course, if you want to go to the hospital and get treated, go for it. That's your call. Definitely, you know, use common sense. But with these aggressive bacterial infections, they've run out of drugs to give you. So you can definitely look to God's powerful herbs for relief. Usually aggressive doses every few hours of the herbal formulas are going to be needed. Aggressive doses going to be in the teaspoonfuls, okay? I'm not talking about 4 or 5 drops. No. We're not playing around. We're getting busy here. So we're going to be doing mega doses when we get aggressive bacteria in the mix. And these aren't the only herbs you can use. There are many combinations of herbs that you can use. People all over the world have recommendations. A lot of people use imported exotic stuff, but I like to stick with what's, grown here in America, certified organic, and, doesn't have any chemicals on it. And so we know what it is, right? And a lot of times you just don't know what you're getting on imports. You have to be really careful. Unless you really know your herbs, you could be getting, imposter herbs, and that's not going to help you at all. So if you want to look for some bacterial fighting herbs and help your immune system block the bacteria's ability to spread and help the immune system kill it, well, the body's going to do this quickly as possible, prevent the likelihood of, any kind of antidote manufacturing by the bacteria or cloaking itself. So very important that you make sure you get your immune system strong, because we're moving into a time where you're going to see diseases you've never seen before. You're going to see plagues that nobody's ever seen before. And the reason I know this is because the good book, the Bible, said we would. Okay? I mean, God, even Moses, even warned, the Israelites, obey God and be blessed, disobey and be cursed, and you'll have not only the plagues of Egypt, which you fear, but all the plagues that are not written of in this book. So our Creator looked down through the ages of time and knew that, man was going to do what man was going to do and create all this new kind of infection, because they like to create things, like to reinvent the wheel, like to, let viruses jump to the human realm from the animal realm. So you definitely want to avoid things that are going to tear down your immune system, and sugar is going to be one of them. Sugar will disable an immune system by 50% or more for at least 8 hours. So, sugar, I'm talking about like a candy bar. Definitely your immune system is not up to par for a full 8 hours. So you want to watch that. Alcohol in excessive amounts will block nutrition to the immune system, which helps manufacture the killer T cells. So you don't want to overdo the alcohol either. So you want to nurture healthy blood that manufactures all the cells for the immune system. So you want to make sure that you got healthy bones with the bone marrow to make healthy blood for the immune system. So if you're looking for bone strengthening herbs, you need to look for the herbs that have natural calcium in them, with also the natural mineral uptake for the body to use the calcium properly. So when you look at nature and you see the calcium in your herbs or your foods, there's this perfect ratio everywhere you look. It's two parts calcium, one part boron, one part magnesium. And you can't get any better than that. And you can't take calcium supplements over here and then magnesium supplements over there. It's not going to be the right ratio. Nature, God, has done it for you. So when you look at horsetail or comfrey or lobelia or any of these herbs that have calcium, you're also going to see that ratio, and it's perfect already. And this is why you will get far better results in a skinny minute with those types of herbs than you would taking, all the cow milk in the world, all the yogurts, all the cheese. People still have problem with their bones and they're drinking all this milk. That's because you got 10 parts calcium and the other mineral uptakes are little to non-existent, so the body's not getting it. All right, so also you want to make sure you're getting a lot of good nutrition, because this helps the immune system. And if you tend to overdo the alcohol, just know that if you tend to be a chronic drinker, you're at a higher risk of bacterial infections, especially pneumonia types and tuberculosis types of bacteriums. So get that nutrition in there. You want some natural vitamin Bs. Hard to find, but you won't find them in the jars on the shelves in your stores. You want natural foods, whole food vitamin Bs that work. If you're looking for a really overall well-rounded supplement in a powder that you can add to your juice or water or smoothie, it's all organic and it's full balanced in your minerals, vitamins, amino acids, plant proteins. and it's called Body Foundation Food Mix. And boy, will it help you with the stress. So if you're one of those young folks out there that are, you know, managing the damage and you're worried about the future and you're stressed out, then use the Body Food Mix. It'll help you stay calm, more in control, less stressed, more energy, be more productive and focused. And that's going to be real important as we move forward in such interesting times in which we live. Now, don't forget, if you're on the powerherbs.com website looking for that Body Food Mix and that calcium liquid, check out the pandemic kit. Totally cool. And it's you could use it for cold and flus as well, but it is a kit that'll cover you know, your pandemic problems, because we have herbs that, you know, combat the pandemic pathogens. A lot of drugs don't, but we got that. God, nature, we had that. And you even have a solution to vaccines in there. So check that out. It's called the pandemic kit. You can get it in two sizes. So if you got a bigger family, get the big one. And they do have other kits there. They have the pneumonia kit, the all-in-one, very broad spectrum formula for colds and flus and phlegm and drainage. Ugh. But, you know, take those herbs and, you know, clear it up quickly. And as you assist your immune system, you're exercising that immune system muscle. So it's coding those pathogens and defeating them at the same time and remembering those antibody codes. So the next time it comes around, your immune system's already ready for it. That's why you don't come down with the symptoms, because your body's already launched the antidote. Check that out. Isn't that cool? Oh, yeah. I love it. God did that. So smart. All right. I am out of time. And I'm not going to be able to get into some of these other topics. We'll have to save them for next time. But if you're on the powerherbs.com website, do sign up for the free newsletters. There's two of them. The American Survival goes out on Tuesdays, and the Health Quest goes out on Fridays. Now, the American Survival covers, you know, financial markets, health things, and stuff like that. So it's a little bit more broad spectrum. But the Health Quest is just about your natural therapy stuff. So you can sign up. You can get both of them if you want. And they're totally free. They go out each week and will empower you. And you can pass along to family and friends. And, you know, you all just get, you know, savvy and empowered out there. There's tools. There's other ways to deal with things. If you can't afford the allopathic modern healthcare system, hey, there's other ways to deal with it, you know. And I think a lot of times a strengthening way, I think allopathic medicine is good for trauma, but they just don't cure anything. You know, they manage it instead. Let's cure it. Let's just empower the immune system, empower the body, deal with it, and cure itself. That's what it's about. Let the body heal itself. It knows how to do that. And efficiency, I may add. It's just so efficient at doing it. So if you get the flu, you get your herbs, you'll have the flu maybe 2 days. The secret is don't take any aspirin to lower the fever. The fever is your key to getting rid of the virus that gave you the flu. It burns it off. Just keep the fever wet. Drink fluids. And rest. People just don't rest anymore. They go off to work, school, and the rest is an important key factor in getting better. So don't neglect the rest factor. Mm-hmm. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease, so seek medical advice if you dare from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Till next time, be well.